do you have any idea, for example, do you interview anybody who's had, is this a current prison? What prison is this?
No. Actually, all four prisons that we have been to have all been since closed down.
Decommissioned.
Yeah, two of them, actually three of them had been turned into museums.
Uh-huh.
But what was really nice, especially this one, the Deer Lodge prison in Montana, I mean, it was just so amazing for us to do because, I mean, it was just a massive, massive, huge place. If you go to our website, you can see we've laid out kind of a virtual tour of it.
Yes.
You can see how massive it was. And we had, it was a couple of years ago, had started getting so many emails from visitors to the prison and people that worked at the prison in the museum saying that, you know, they can't work there anymore. It's haunted.
Oh.
It's scaring them.
Oh.
You know, visitors saying that they see all these things in the courtyard. And, I mean, eventually it just led us to have to contact them and say, you know, we've got these hundreds of emails saying, you know, you guys have something here. Has there been any kind of activity that you've noticed?
Uh-huh.
And we actually ended up talking to the director of the prison.
Yes.
And he asked if we would like to come up and spend the night. And literally, I mean,
they just gave us the keys, and we had they locked the place up with us in it, and we just had the whole place all night.
I mean, literally.
Oh my God! I mean, that's how most horror movies start. You know, let's go spend the night in the house down the block that we all know about. Come on, right? And we all know what happens. You guys made it out alive, obviously. However,
you
guys never freak out when you're doing this kind of thing. I mean, in a prison, closed up, all yours, all night long. Where there are reportedly ghosts. No fear, huh?
Not so much fear, but there was definitely an atmosphere. And I think this has a lot to do with it being a prison. And, you know, especially before we started this investigation, the prison had hired it was actually one of the ex-guards for the prison when it was actually active in the 60s. And he gave us a tour of the prison. During the day.
Yes.
And let us know, you know, what they used to do to keep prisoners in line, you know, how many prisoners were murdered, what they did to get in there. I mean, gave us really a great backstory to this prison. And, you know, going in there in the middle of the night with that in your head of these stories, that was a little unnerving.
Gotta put you on edge a little bit. So how many of you went in?
It was all
five
of us, yeah.
Five. All right. When you go into a big place like a prison, for example, do you disperse? How do you do it? You all split up?
Yeah, we have walkie-talkies to keep in touch with each other, keep in contact with one another.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in a place that's this massive and this huge, you have to do that. I mean, you can't have all five people sitting in maximum security when you've got, you know, a good three-fourths of the prison that's still empty that nobody's covering.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, just to kind of get a recorder in every section of the prison, you pretty much have to do that.
And well, so I know how it goes. I mean, I just know how it goes. It's like Barbara goes, Jenny, are you there? Nothing. No, Jenny. Jenny, are you there? Jenny! And then all you hear is the sound of large teeth crunching on flesh. That's how most of the movies go. Jenny's history. Speaking of Jenny, she's involved in this, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes. Let's hear it. What's coming up? The first one from the prison here.
All right. Now, this clip, she's actually talking about what the guard had talked to us about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, the guard was telling us that they used to throw prisoners in holes naked if they wouldn't conform to the rules of the prison.
Hmm.
And so you're going to hear in this clip Jenny say he probably did what they deserved. They probably got what they deserved.
Okay.
And then you're going to hear this man say they sat back to back.
They sat back to back. All right, here we go.
He probably did what they deserved. Probably gave what they deserved.
Oh. My God, that's clear. Either that or it's my mind, our minds, I always try and figure it out. Everybody does, and I always get fast blast about it. They're telling us what we're going to hear, and so that's what we hear. How much of that is true? Quite a bit, I imagine, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like I said before. It is. It's definitely subjective. I mean, the fact of me or Barbara saying this is what you're going to hear in this clip definitely plays a factor in what you think you're going to hear. And, you know, this comes from us sitting around a table debating for hours what we think these voices are saying.
Yes.
You know, because obviously we can't come on the radio and say, here's a voice, it says something, but we can't
we don't
really
know
tell
what.
You.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right. Now, listen, everybody. Listen to this again. And as you listen to this, see if you pick up something different. I don't know if you can blank your mind to the suggestion already implanted in it by us, but they sat back to back, and it does indeed sound like that. Could it be anything else?
He probably did what they deserved. Probably gave them what they deserved.
That is exactly what it sounds like to me. Now, is that the idea implanted in my mind or not? I don't know. Some of them are so unambiguous that it's clearly what's being said. And other times, we've had little arguments about what it is. And I'm sure that sitting around the table reviewing these tapes, when you do get one of these, it's how long in sitting there playing it again and again and again and again trying to decide what really is being said.
You know, some are really quick. I mean, some we can come up with an answer within, you know, 2 minutes of hearing it. I mean, especially this, they sat back to back one. I think all of us pretty
all
much
of us
heard that.
Heard it the same thing.
One person I think heard we sat back to back, but I mean, the majority of it was sat back to back that we heard.
And they used to do that, according to the guard. A lot of the prisoners, they'd have them sit back to back and they'd hose them off.
Really? So many times you're then able to take material like this and check it against the history of the place.
Yes.